Thank you, operator. I will not repeat what has already been said, and so let's proceed with the presentation, which will be given as usual by the CEO, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the CFO, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't have the presentation in front of you, you will find it on our website in section Investors and Media, subsection Financial Results and Presentations. After the presentation, we will proceed with a Q&A session. Now let me hand over to Mr. Řezáč.
Thank you. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. The results for the third quarter were to the greatest extent influenced by the development in the polymer prices. The overall effect of the pass-through mechanism even exceeded the negative effect which we recorded in the second quarter. However, the polypropylene prices have dropped since the end of August, and we will feel the positive impact of this in the last quarter. The revaluation of the share option plan was not as significant as in the previous quarter, but still, due to the quarter-on-quarter rise in the share price of about 4%, the impact of the revaluation on EBITDA was still negative. The total effect of the revaluation is around 3.5 million euro for the first 9 months of 2015. Production output was the third factor which weighed on our EBITDA. The volume of production in the third quarter went down mainly as a result of several scheduled maintenance breaks. To finish my introduction on the positive note, we could see very strong sales, and they remain strong in the last quarter. Also, the sales negotiations for the next year were successfully finished, and all our capacity is practically sold out. With respect to production, all scheduled maintenance breaks have already been performed, and so the production should deliver volume similar to the first two quarters of 2015. I believe that the good sales and production, along with the drop in the polymer prices, will be positively reflected in our Q4 results and will compensate for the Q3 results. Now let me hand over to Marián, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. Good afternoon once more. So please move to the slide number 5 and let me take you through the key highlights of the third quarter. Our revenues in the third quarter amounted to 58.0 million euro, which represents a slight decline of about 4% compared with the previous year. The revenues compared to the second quarter 2015 rose in line with the increase in the polymer prices in the corresponding period. To be more precise, the relevant period which determined the polymer selling price in the third quarter were the months of March to June because of the built-in 3 to 4 months delay. On the other hand, our purchase prices in the third quarter were determined by the polymer index values for the months of June to August due to the built-in 1 month delay. I believe that the chart with the polymer index price development at the end of this presentation clearly shows that the gap between the polymer selling and purchasing prices was significantly negative. Mainly as a result of the above described effect of the polymer pass-through mechanism, the EBITDA figure for the third quarter reached 8.2 million euro. Although this figure is not entirely in line with our expectations, we believe that the negative effect in the third quarter will be offset by falling polymer prices in the last quarter of 2015. As far as the revaluation of the stock option plan is concerned, it impacted our third quarter EBITDA with a negative amount of about 1 million euro. This figure was driven both by the appreciation of our shares in the quarter-on-quarter comparison, as well as by the first-time exercise of the options by management during the third quarter. The cumulative impact of the revaluation from the beginning of this year currently amounts to 3.5 million euro. Apart from the financial performance in the third quarter, I would also like to comment on the progress in the share buyback. We launched the program in mid-August when we started to buy back the shares from the market through an independent broker. As of 18th of November, so as of this, we bought back 286,000 shares, representing 3.1% of the company's share capital. The total acquisition value of these shares exceeded 9 million euro. Now, please skip directly to slide number 7 and take a look to the detailed statement of comprehensive income. I have already commented on the sales and EBITDA, so here are my comments for the rest of the P&L. FX changes and other financial income expense item is due to the stable euro-dollar rate and the Czech crown rate against euro during the third quarter. The effect of unrealized FX gains and losses in this quarter was insignificant. The reported loss of 1.5 million euro is mainly attributable to the refinancing. As a result of the repayment of the bank loans, the interest rate swaps, which hedged the bank loans, became ineffective, and about 0.6 million euro, which was previously accumulated in the equity under the hedge accounting principles, was transferred into P&L as an expense. Another 0.4 million euro represents fees related to the initial grant of the bank loans, which were being amortized over the lifetime of the loan. Due to the fact that the loans were paid back ahead of its maturity, the balance of these fees was put straight into P&L. With regards to interest expense, the increase in the interest expense was caused by the higher volume of external debt, which went up as a result of refinancing from about 150 to 183 million euro. Also, although the bank loans were paid back, the interest rate swap, which hedged them mature only in mid of 2016. The quarterly interest expenses will thus still include 0.5 million euro interest payments from these swaps for the next three quarters. With regards to income tax, the figure for the third quarter reflects one-off items which lowered the tax base in the Czech Republic. The income tax for the third quarter is thus close to zero. Please skip to the next slide. We can see revenue breakdown by products. So in the third quarter of 2015, hygiene products confirmed the company's stable position in this market when they represented 85% of total sales. This figure is in line in the year-on-year comparison as well as in comparison with the second quarter. On the next slide, you can see revenue breakdown by geography. This split by geography shows a decline in the 9 month figures for the Central and Eastern Europe. This decline was mainly attributable to the first two quarters of 2015 and was compensated by growing proportion of exports to countries outside of Europe. On the next slide, we can see cost composition. The cost composition remains stable as the dominant portion of the cost is represented by the consumption of raw materials. The increase in the proportion of staff costs was caused by the revaluation of the stock option plan. The proportion of the depreciation expense also grew slightly, mainly because of the USD appreciation, which has an impact on the depreciation expenses in Egypt translated into euro. The decrease in the proportion of electricity on total expenses is due to lower prices for power electricity in the Czech Republic. Please, next slide. You can see the financial position. So on the balance sheet, I would like to draw your attention to the following items. First, its inventories. As a result of good sales levels and lower production output in the third quarter, the level of finished goods inventories went down. Second, also based on good sales, the level of trade receivables increased. Third, bank balances and cash reflect the additional cash which was obtained as a result of refinancing. Fourth, bank loans were completely paid back and the external debt in the form of public and private bonds is now included on line other long-term liabilities. This item now includes a public bond issue with a nominal amount of about 90 million euro. We, however, purchased back bonds in the nominal value of 7 million euro, making the outstanding balance of the public bond issue 83 million euro. The rest, it is about 100 million euro, represents the nominal amount of the three new private bonds issues which we realized in July this year. Number five, it's trade payables. They are at minimal levels, indicating that we are fully utilizing the benefit of early payments for the polymer purchases. Included in other payables is the 10.6 million euro balance due to shareholders as dividends, which was paid at the end of October. And the last item is net debt increased back to similar levels, which we recorded at the end of the first quarter 2015, and currently represents about 3.6 multiple of EBITDA. On the next slide, we can see cash flow statement, and as far as the cash flow is concerned, it reflects what has been already pointed out, so let me skip to the next slide. It's CAPEX development. The maintenance CAPEX has been very moderate throughout the whole 2015. The expansion CAPEX relates mainly to the prepayments for the second line in Egypt. Now I will hand back over to František, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about the dividend payout.
Thank you, Marian. The results for the first 9 months are slightly below or behind our expectations. On the other hand, the biggest impact which we felt in the third quarter was the effect of the polymer pass-through mechanism, which we believe will be compensated in the fourth quarter. We also must not forget that our results for this year reflect about 3.5 million euro expense from the stock option plan revaluation. Taking into account the results and respecting the current development in the nonwoven textile and polymer market in the EMEA region, we believe we will reach the lower end of the previously given range of 44 to 48.5 million euro. As for the CAPEX, we estimate that the total capital expenditure will not exceed 10 million euro for the whole year 2015. Finally, in October, we distributed a dividend of 1.15 euro per share. This represents an increase of 5 cents compared with the previous year and reflects our commitment to the progressive dividend policy. With respect to the dividend payout, I would like also to mention the fact that the dividend was not paid out on the shares which we have acquired before the record date based on the ongoing share buyback program. This is the end of our presentation and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Operator, can we start with the Q&A session?
Sure, sir. Just as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. And your first question comes from the line of Bram Budin. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Four questions, please. First of which is with regards to the Phantom Option Scheme. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand that this works is that it reflects the value of the shares in denominated in euros, and if the shares are going to end, let's say, lower at the end of the year than they were at the third quarter of the year, then we should see a fairly significant positive impact from revaluation of the share option scheme in the fourth quarter. Is that a correct understanding of the thing?
Yeah, but this is only half of that because some of the share option scheme, it was exercised in August. It means that it was exercised and there won't be this positive effect in the fourth quarter.
Could you please just remind me how much, or what of that $3.5 million, how much is realized?
About $3
million. So $3 million of the $3.5 million is realized. Okay. Great, thank you. Second question is with regards to CapEx. You've made some prepayments on the second Egyptian line. Should we expect any more prepayments in the fourth quarter, or are we going to be just at maintenance levels in the fourth quarter?
There is another prepayment in the fourth quarter.
Could you perhaps give us an idea of how big that'll be?
I think that this is let's say confidential information. It is under the contract with our supplier, technology supplier. Unfortunately, we cannot share this information.
Okay. Then, with regards to inventory levels, you sold some inventories down in the third quarter. That's great. What would you say that your inventories of finished goods are at this stage? Are we at rather a normal level, a little bit high, a little bit low? How should I think about movements of finished good inventories in the quarter?
I think that we mentioned in our press release and maybe in this presentation that we can see very very good sales. It means that I think that it might be some decrease in the end of this year in our inventories level of our finished products. Of course, we have some experience with December's orders because you know that there is this Christmas time and it isn't clear yet. But we believe that the level of inventories should go a little bit down compared to the third quarter. Yeah.
Excellent. And then the last question, please. And traditionally, with regards to the balance of the market here in Europe, but also in North Africa, we had Union Industries has just recently launched, I think it's a 15 kiloton line in Poland. Gulsan has had launches. FITSA has a launch. Previous quarters, you've commented, I believe, that the market is roughly in balance. But with these new launches here that we've seen in the last couple of quarters, is this still an accurate description? Is the market still in balance, or are we in an overcapacity situation again?
For us, it is a little bit difficult to answer this question. Without any speculations, because you know that our competitors they launched the new capacities. On the other hand, some of them have operate also some let's say old technologies, and we don't know what is the real incremental capacity. But what is very important for us it is the fact that. We are finalizing our discussions and we finalize the majority of our, let's say, the negotiations for majority of our volume for next year or capacity for next years even, because we are speaking about multi-years contracts. And we feel well with our contracts, and we believe that our capacity will be sold out. And it means that this is our feeling now is positive because we should have our capacity sold out for next year.
Well, and this is also a question leading towards the question of at the prices at which you sold those. I had no doubt that you'd be able to sell the capacity, but could you comment then on the impact on price that you're seeing relative to last year on these new multi-year contracts?
I think that the Netherlands market is pretty competitive. The market players they expect from us or from Netherlands producers some discounts on a yearly basis, let's say. And we can fight with that in different ways. You can increase the proportion of specialty products or advanced materials. you can find some savings which should offset let's say these potential discounts. And it is our policy. We don't want to provide any direct discount without offsetting these, let's say, losses, potential losses by some real savings. It means that we don't expect any significant price erosion comparing 2015-2016.
So no price erosion? Or no margins erosion?
No
margin
impact, erosion. Not negative impact, let's say that in this way. Because if there is some discount, then it should be offset by real savings. Yeah?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Once again, please press star and one to ask a question. And your next question comes from the line of Peter Jurga. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. I have a question with respect to the bought back shares. Do you have any plan what you will do with those shares at the moment?
If I understand your question correctly, these shares which we are buying will be then cancelled. So it will...
Okay, so there is no plan to use it for, let's say, any new management option scheme or something like this? Yes.
I think that there might be more options. You can cancel these shares. Maybe it might be used as a currency, but we don't have any firm plans. And for the time being, I think that we should keep the position that it will be cancelled.
Okay. And maybe one more question about Egypt. What is, let's say, the current situation with respect to the view of your main client there about the future operations? Is there any risk that some kind of expansion plans might be, let's say, stopped or postponed, or you don't see any risk at the moment?
I think that to say that there isn't any risk, it wouldn't be fair, because risk is everywhere. But what we can feel, what we can see now, we have stable business for our first production line in Egypt. We made a decision to go and to extend our production facility. We are going to install the new line. It will be the new platform. It is the first of its kind in the world technology. It is BICO technology. It means that we are going to bring to this market, more advanced products to be closer to our customers and to save our and their money. And for the time being, I think that the line, the technology itself, is pretty welcome by the market. And I think that we prove that we are capable of, let's say, managing this kind of projects. I believe that we will manage that. If there are some unexpected circumstances or issues, then we will solve that, or we will adjust our plans. But for the time being, I think that this line should be something new, should bring something new, and I think that it will strengthen the position of Pegas in the EMEA market.
So maybe just one final technical question. Could you tell me or remind me what would be the total volume, produced volume in Egypt this year?
The total produced volume, I think that it should be between 17,000-18,000 tons, something like that.
Okay, and the new line will add 10,000, yes?
The new line, we said that it should be up to 10,000 tons, and it strongly depends on, let's say, the product mix which will be produced there, and it might be between 8 to 10. Depends on the basis weight, depends whether it is BICO or mono material, but between 8 to 10,000 tons.
Okay, thank you.
And we have another question from Bram Mudin. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking a follow-up question. With regards to the new BICO line in Egypt, you were saying that it will bring, advanced fabric to the region, but you said it will help save the money. How exactly will that work? How would that? How will this new BICO fabric save your customers money?
Yeah, but because we will be closer to this market, we will be directly in the region.
Okay.
Now we export. Gotcha. We supply this market from Europe. Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. That's clear. And then final question with regards to dividends. When you cancel the shares, with regards to your progressive dividend policy, does this mean that we should continue to expect a 5 euro cent increase in the divvy next year, despite having fewer shares out on the market, or will the absolute value of the divvy be increased, you know, proportionally by 5 euro cents, and then we should see a per share dividend increasing by faster than 5 euro cents?
I think that I have to admit that we haven't discussed this matter yet. It means that I think that we need to have this discussion, and I think that we will share with you this information a little bit later. It is too early. But progressive dividend policy is still here. Okay, then it is about the technique, whether it will be the amount increased or we will be keeping our 5 euro cents as a habit. But now it is difficult to answer. I cannot answer this question because I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this point, sir.
Okay, if there are no further questions, then thank you for your attention and have a nice evening. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.